Well, even the big economies in Europe are feeling the impact of the recession. For instance, the French have been given an extra 2 years to reach their 3% deficit target by the EU Commission. Negligible growth and high unemployment taking their toll 1 year into the presidency of socialist François Hollande. Our Europe editor, Tony Connolly, is in France. Tony, what's the French take on austerity 1 year after electing a socialist?
Well, there's disappointment all around, Anya. First of all, unemployment is higher than it's ever been since 1945. And François Hollande's personal popularity rating is now at 25%. That's a historic low. Indeed, there was an opinion poll last week that said he would come third in the event of a presidential election. That's behind Nicolas Sarkozy. Remember him? He's now back in the frame. And also Marine Le Pen of the far right. So he's also facing a lot of unpopularity on the left of his party, who think that he hasn't done enough to boost growth, to boost employment, and that he is still pursuing an austerity agenda. Now, when he was elected last year, he promised to reintroduce growth into the European debate and to act as a countermeasure to Angela Merkel, the German Chancellor. He has done that to some extent. He did reduce the retirement age for some workers. He increased the minimum wage for a lot of other workers. But he's really up against a very difficult situation regarding the French economy. Competitiveness is still low. France is falling behind against Germany, as are many other countries. And he's under pressure as well from Angela Merkel to improve competitiveness and to help boost growth through labour market reform and so on. So altogether, it's been a very difficult year for François Hollande. We remember the euphoria and excitement a year ago to the day when he was elected. A lot of that has turned to disenchantment and pessimism.
And while the Commission, for instance, has given them the extra 2 years on their deficit target, they've also been banging that drum of reform. And whatever Hollande promised when he was running for election, he hasn't really been able to shift Angela Merkel that much from the German message of austerity and market reforms that they're sticking to and imposing across Europe.
Yeah, I mean, there is a very wide and noisy debate going on at the moment, not just in Europe but across the world, about austerity. You may know that a lot of the arguments underpinning the pro-austerity lobby came from a very influential paper by two Harvard economists, Reinhardt and Rogoff. Basically, their argument was that if debt levels rise above 90% of GDP, then you get a sharp decline in growth. Now, that has been challenged and found to have been flawed in the last couple of weeks. And that has really given a moral gallop to the anti-austerity lobby, who say that this kind of austerity in a recession is self-defeating, and that the deeper you cut, the more your debt level will actually rise, because you have to pay for social welfare and unemployment benefits and so on. The Commission's argument is that austerity isn't the only tool in the toolkit. They've been really pushing the idea of structural reforms as well to free up labour markets and to boost growth in that regard. And they've also been, I suppose, the Commission has been relaxing some of the rules, as you mentioned, giving France an extra 2 years. They've also given Spain an extra couple of years and the Netherlands. And you could argue that the extension in Ireland's bailout maturities, the deadline by which we have to pay back our bailout, that's another example of the Commission being more flexible. But it is a debate at the moment in which the pro-austerity lobby, Angela Merkel obviously included, are somewhat backed up against the wall. But then again, she holds all the cards, and nothing really will move, I think, in this debate until the German elections in September.
I know. Actually, everybody keeps saying that, Tony, and I'm always wondering, will it change so much afterwards? But we'll come to that another day. I know you're reporting on this issue throughout the week. That's our Europe editor, Tony Connolly in France. It's 9:15.